It is written in Mark 9:34, when he called the people to himself with the disciples also, he, that's Jesus, said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. What does that deny yourself means? It means denying walking in the old sinful nature with the knowledge of good and evil, but doing the evil side of that nature from Adam and Eve. You deny yourself and you walk in your new nature that you received as a Christian. Behold, if any man be in Christ, he's a new person. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. So God wants you and I to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, the victory, and follow Jesus. Amen. And here it is in verse 35. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, the gospel, will save it. What does that mean? You use your life that had the capacity to sin and that old sinful nature you got from Adam, and you take up the new life in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That will exude the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, kindness. But here in Luke 9, verse 23, and again, Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, which means follow Christ, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So I purpose in my heart, I rarely miss, to deny myself, pick up my cross, follow Jesus. And I even like in my prayers to claim the word in Galatians 6, verse 14. God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world, said Paul. So when I pray, I'll say, Lord, I deny myself, pick up my cross, and follow my Lord Jesus. And Lord, I glory in your cross, by whom this world crucified to me, and I'm crucified to it. What is it in the world that would be crucified to you, beloved one? The sinful desires to watch what you shouldn't watch on TV, go on the computer what you shouldn't go on. So do deny yourself daily, pick up your cross, and follow Jesus, because he attained that victory for you. Oh, Father, make your word real to each one of us. In Jesus' holy name, we agree. Amen.